Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios, it's time for the Diener Show. Presented by OPC Pest Services on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
Yeah, he's here. I'm here. He got to the press box much earlier than me. He claims green or yellow lot exists. I think he's lying. I think it's all a big conspiracy.
Yellow garage.
It's Atlantis. It doesn't exist. It's a myth. And I don't know. I don't know why they're lying to opposing media coming into town. I used to like those people. I used to work with them, but they don't have to lie to me and run pranks on me and tell me the yellow lot doesn't exist.
Mark
because
Dennis
it doesn't.
Met me at the yellow garage.
Liars. Both.
Andy Sweeney also parked in the yellow garage.
Liars. All of
it's
you.
At the corner of University and Cooper.
Yeah, I was on Cooper, which is where the direction said to go to. They didn't say half of Cooper is shut off, so if you go the wrong way, then you can't get to alleged spot where the alleged yellow lot is. Thank God for Joe Schultz, Coach Joe, for heard me ranting and raving and calling him. He says, here, I'll text you a blue VIP lot pass. I'm like, well, I should have asked for that a long time ago. So that's what got me in, and got me about three segments late to the pregame show. I arrived in the city of Lexington on I was at Rupp Arena by 12:55. I was right there at Lime or whatever the hell that street is.
I have no idea.
Worst constructed city of all time. I live there.
Well,
I know it. That's not a new formed opinion.
Sure.
I mean, New Circle Road, they just made because they're like, my God, we got to have some outlet for this ridiculously designed city. The yellow lot doesn't exist, and you won't convince me otherwise because nobody knew where it was.
I have to show you on Google Maps at some point today.
Yeah. How did you know where to go? There was no address. I went to ukathletics.com/gameday. Thought I was following instructions.
I guess I've just been to that garage I don't know, a million times, you know, over the course of, you know, over the years, and it's still there. And it's kind of an odd
garage. It's Atlantis. I don't believe you.
And it's kind of a hidden entrance.
Right.
It is.
Right, it's Atlantis.
It is a hidden entrance.
I mean, I asked all these traffic people, where is it? It's probably by the stadium. Probably.
But where?
Any idea? Like, I get that it's probably
and
by the stadium.
They're very kind over there. They have a media shuttle. They'll take you on a
golf
cart.
They park you far enough away that you got a shuttle over.
So there's a little bit of a shuttle, and so it's like a golf cart ride, and Mark Ennis met me, and we rode the golf cart together. And
Lloyd Gardner called me, actually, on Saturday on the way, because he was going to pick up Jody and Paul, and I was like, they all ride together? How silly is that? And then I got there, and I'm like, oh, well, yeah. Because if someone knows where they're going, they have a chance of getting there.
I spent a lot of time on Saturday saying, we need to get you a driver. Well,
yeah,
you had a driver.
I am banned. I didn't have a driver.
Lloyd offered
driving. Well, he didn't really offer to drive. They were just doing it. He was just calling me because he was driving near my house. So I am never driving to a road game again as long as I live.
Okay.
Ever. No.
Fair enough.
I can't do it. Clearly.
I know. I mean, travel with you is always a problem.
Driving particularly. the travel I can pretty much get down, but the driving is dreadful. Then I got there, went there, and then the game happened. And then a game that at halftime they had utterly no business being down a touchdown and getting the ball out of half. I mean, as poorly as they had played,
six.
Yeah, I mean, as much as they had been dominated, and I was thinking in that first half, They really ought to be down a lot more than this. And they're in this game. And they get that touchdown before half, and you're thinking, well, hell, maybe they can steal this. Because they get the ball to start the half. And I think the single most important play of the game was the first play of the second half.
Oh, yeah, the sack.
The sack that they took. And they're behind the sticks, and they can't really call what they want. And they can't throw the ball, which we're going to get to. And I thought that was the moment. You were lucky to be in the game.
Yeah.
And you could have gone down and, my God, taken the lead.
It would have been great. And they had a lot of momentum. Kentucky fans were kind of booing at halftime, you know, their team and Stoops for not trying to score, you know, with a little bit of time that they did have. You know, the stunner for me, like, it all started when Louisville got down the field in the first half with Brock Doman. It was their only real drive that they had before their scoring drive, and they didn't take the points. They didn't kick the field goal. In a game where you're going to be limited in scoring, you have to take points when you have them there. And it wouldn't have mattered.
I don't think it would have mattered. Here's the sad part.
Just change the complexion maybe of that second half, maybe a little bit. But no, they were dead in the water.
I think you knew you probably weren't going to get many opportunities at touchdowns. I mean, I think they knew that. So while you can take points, I think you knew you needed touchdowns.
Right. I thought... You know, I said before in the pregame show, I was like, you know, I thought 17-14 would be the final score. You know, I didn't think this would be a high-scoring affair. And so, you know, and I do think that Louisville's defense did enough to keep them in it, but you can't have three turnovers in the game, you know, and all of a sudden Kentucky's field goal kicker becomes
Justin Tucker. I mean, yeah. I'm in a suite with all these guys from Kentucky fans, and it was great. By the way, the suite, and all they're telling me is how much they hate their kicker. Yeah. And the dude's Justin Tucker. Yeah. He can't miss. Oh. And not only is he hitting, they're like right down the middle. I'm like, what are you guys talking about?
Perfect kicks.
I mean, he's Josh Harrelson of the football rivalry.
Right. The snap, the hold, the kick, it was so un-Kentucky-like. You're like, okay, they're going to do all this.
What are we gonna do? Every time you go into the basketball game, well, so and so's not playing well, goes off for 20. Oh, they're not shooting the threes well, 10 threes. You know, Josh Harrelson, we don't know, 25 points.
George just going nuts.
Yeah, so that's supposed to stay on the basketball court. Fine. I don't need Justin Tucker subbing in as Mike Ruffalo, Mark Ruffalo, whatever the hell the guy's name is.
Did we ever see that kid underneath
his
pad?
Yeah, I want to see.
Were you sure that was actually him?
I think he got shuttled to the Jacksonville-Baltimore game shortly thereafter.
You know, it's like, in horse racing, you always check the tattoo. We didn't check the tattoo on that guy.
Oh, our kicker sucks. Really? He looks like Justin Tucker to me. All right? So I don't want to hear about it. By the way, Commonwealth Stadium is... I hadn't been there in so long. I mean, I hadn't been there since the club section was invented. It is fantastic. And, again, I can't thank Coach Joe. And it was our spring break crew, man. It was Joe, Steve. It was the kids.
No, the upgrades that
Mavs,
they've done there
Hudson,
have been awesome.
Kane,
and you got to drink at Commonwealth or at Kroger Field.
Yeah, I mean.
How about that?
I know you're so concerned about the plight of the non-club owning members of Commonwealth
Stadium.
The regular people. Yeah, I know. Well, but I know how concerned you are with the people in Section 318.
Yes, I'm very worried about them.
But the suite was awesome. I mean, they have really done a great
job. Well, their press box used to be just awful, and now it's great. And now I'm looking at that going, man.
But they really
have done a lot of important updates. They made their stadium smaller, but they've made it
it's better. Good size, though. You're right. Yeah. Nobody's building bigger stadiums anymore. That's gone.
Did you see Northwestern Stadium, by the way?
No.
It's basically like Louisville City's stadium, but like with more club, more VIP, and it's smaller than what they had. They're not filling it up anyway. You might as well give the people that are going the best experience possible. I thought
they did a great job, and we can get into a number of things with that other than the game experience. But for the game itself, you can tell me it was a 13-point game. It did not feel like a 13-point game. Felt like a lot more than that. Felt like the other games where they just can dominate up front and run the ball. I mean, it was a different score, but the same script to me as the last few years, except they didn't score as many touchdowns, and Justin Tucker was in there kicking field goals. Yeah. I mean, that
four
was,
for four.
I don't care what they say. That guy's never missed a field goal in his life, as far as I'm concerned.
Yellow Lot doesn't exist, and that's
the best kicker. What's the kicking award?
Lou Groza.
Lou Groza. He should be the Lou Groza winner, you know, if you ask me.
Well, they definitely – here's the thing about that game, and I've watched Kentucky a lot this year, like a lot of us have. They didn't do the things that sunk them all year long.
Of course not. Because they get up for this game more than Louisville does.
And Louisville just didn't have enough offense. Like, Louisville did not have enough offense. And we talked about how they were a receiver or two down, that they needed a receiver. Amari Huggins,
that's one position they were down in.
Amari Huggins-Bruce was not productive this year. Braden Smith was not productive. The only guy they had was Tyler Hudson. And it honestly killed Marshawn Ford. Because they knew that they didn't have to worry about. They could worry about Ford, and then Hudson would get his, and he'd just have to deal with that. And then you didn't have to worry about Braden Smith or Amari Huggins-Bruce or whoever else was out there. It just did not matter.
Yeah. With what's going on in basketball, you really wanted this. You really wanted this to, something to feel good about. And it's deflating because other than the first drive of the second, coming out of the locker room at halftime, you thought maybe you had a chance here. But the fact of the matter is, they don't really have a quarterback. I mean, Malik Cunningham's hurt. He's a guy who's going to be tough to, place historically with this team. He's got all the stats and no accomplishments.
So I don't know where to
categorize him. You can tell me he broke Lamar Jackson's record all you want. That means nothing to me. That's why stats are a baseball thing, not a football thing. He broke Lamar Jackson's record. I honestly wish he hadn't, because I want Lamar Jackson's name to be the top of that list, but I don't even know the number. We know who the best quarterback we've ever seen play here is.
He played 2.5 years.
Yeah, so, Malik Cunningham played
for nine. Six.
Yeah.
So it's a different deal. And I am, Malik Cunningham, he was hurt. He was injured. He got hurt again. He threw an interception and hurt his shoulder.
He's doing all he can.
He's doing everything he could. And, I'm not going to get mad at him, but he's going to finish his career without a moment here. And it's really sad for me. It really is, because he's got stuck around and has a lot of numbers. He's been through a lot of stuff here. And he will finish his career, because whatever happens, whatever bowl game we're going to, it's not going to...
I wouldn't imagine he'd play in that, would he? I mean, who knows? We don't know what bowl they'll be in. Lamar played in his bowl when he didn't have to, so who knows?
Different era, though.
Different era, yeah.
You see the Matt Corral stuff from last year in the Sugar Bowl.
But I don't know. I don't think Malik's going to play in the NFL, so...
I don't think he will either. Based on this year, no.
No, I don't...
Maybe last year. I mean, he actually had a better year last year than he did this year, and the injuries are a problem for him. I don't know, man. I mean, but you got to. If you're him, you're probably thinking, I got to give myself the best possible chance to play in the NFL, and that might include missing a bowl game, just going through the combine process. I don't know. If he gets invited to the combine, I have no clue at this point. But no, it was just so disappointing, because you won 5 out of 6. You're going in there and – they hadn't looked awesome, Kentucky, and they didn't really look awesome in this game. They just didn't make errors.
No, and they owned you up front again. I mean, it seems to me. I mean,
defensively.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, but, Jawar Jordan showed up.
Well, yeah.
Jawar Jordan ran for 145.
Thank God he did, because apparently there were only two running backs. That's the story that, Scott Sedeford's going to have to explain. What happened with the running backs? Because...
Well, I asked him on Tuesday.
Because there's three that you were using who... two of them weren't even on the roster, right? I mean,
right, yeah. I mean, before the NC State game, Trevion Cooley and Jalen Mitchell were removed from Louisville's roster. They were removed from the depth chart, but they're also removed from the roster online. They're not doing that in sports information if those guys are just unavailable. Like, they're just off the
and
team.
Tyon Evans, unavailable, but not there. And there's great questions of, did he... bail.
We know he's had an injury.
He is still officially on the roster, but to my knowledge, was not there at the game. They had two healthy running backs in that game, Jawar Jordan and Maurice Turner.
Maurice Turner is a true freshman who...
I guess Grant Goodman counts too from St. X, but I mean, really.
Yeah, Grant Goodman was your third string emergency guy. Yeah. And, you went into the season saying, we got 5 running backs.
Right.
Five backs. You go into the Governor's Cup, you got 2. And you also go back to 2 years ago, Javian Hawkins got an injury, opted out. It's like, come on, guys, like, finish the season. And so I do want to know what happened in the running back room this year. And I asked Scott Satterfield about it on Tuesday, and he was like, we're just going to use these guys, these two. you know, we're going to, and he was even, he even said those three.
I was going to say, was he say because, two or three?
Because he did mention Tyon Evans was going to play, but he said that Tyon would probably be third based on, you know, his health. So I don't know, but he wasn't travel. There. Yeah, but he didn't travel with the team. And I know Malik Cunningham didn't travel to Virginia when he was out with his concussion, but that's a concussion. It's a different thing when it's an ankle and it's 70 miles of bus ride up as opposed to a concussion getting on a plane, different things like that. It's a different deal. But no, I wish Tyon would have been there on the sideline. But as it stood, like...
I mean, there's speculation he quit.
There is speculation.
There's a great... People that I consider in the know have told me he did. I don't know. Of course, in this era... Quitting is kind of different when you have the transfer portal and you have, you know, the
area. Cooley went in the portal yesterday. He went in the portal yesterday. And Caleb Banks, defensive lineman, four-string defensive tackle. I liked Caleb. I thought Caleb would be a good player down the line. But he's, you know, Jermaine Lole is going to be back for Louisville next year. Des Tell started all year. You've got Jared Dawson ahead of him. He's fourth. And he's kind of out of position. Anyway, but it's a little weird. But
yeah, I need to know, was everybody just afraid of Reuben Owens coming in and just said
at the running back room? Why not? Why would
I mean? I guess, but the bail on the team. So I don't know. That question Satterfield's going to have to answer. What the hell happened with the running back room? Because now if you go to a bowl game, who do you have? You know, who is available?
Gerard Jordan and Maurice Turner and Grant Goodman.
I hope
that's what you got, and maybe Cunningham. I think Doman will be with you, but I don't know if Cunningham plays. I mean, if you're Tyler Hudson, do you play? You know, and that, those are all these questions that you got to ask your, you know, these kids, and they got to make their own decisions.
Yeah, they got to make business decisions.
And you know, if Tyler Hudson might go pro, he has an option to come back next year. Now he's a 1,000-yard receiver, so it's kind of tough. You know, you could probably see where that's going. You know, but
yeah, I mean, if he's got a chance, we all understand that, but. Yeah, so we that's all swirling before the game, and then now you get the game, and you know, and if you'd had a rivalry and you'd won a few of the last few, you know, and it split some, maybe you look at this and go, well, damn, you know, didn't have a healthy quarterback, barely had any running backs, but Jordan, the running back thing ended up not mattering because Jordan played amazing.
Oh, we outgained him on the ground.
Now, I mean, you can make the case that a 15-yard run for Jordan would have been a 60-yard, you know, break free for Tyon Evans, but Jordan's pretty breakaway speed, man.
Yeah, if he gets a seam, he's gone.
Yeah,
we've seen that with him.
Yeah, and we've seen him with Evans too. Yeah. So,
but I would have liked to have Evans, and really, but this game came down to Louisville not being able to throw the ball.
Yeah,
you know, like Kentucky, who doesn't get sacks, got four of them in this game.
Of course, they did.
You know, but that's the thing. Like, it's a team that doesn't get sacks and is terrible at field goal kicking. They're perfect from field goal. Got four sacks.
Yeah.
Okay. Great. And you know, our guys are, you know, they played hard. You know, you can't be mad at the defense at all. I mean, the defensive metrics were crazy. But if you go back and look at like what Louisville did offensively this year, it's a regression from where they've been in previous seasons with Scott Satterfield, with a 6-year quarterback, an entirely intact offensive line, a running back room that's fully formed. The receiver spot really held them back this year, and Scott's got to figure out a way to go get more out of his receivers, and it may be different guys too. I mean, but it's you lost Harrell, you lost Marshall, you lost Watkins.
Yeah, when I zoom out too, though, and you're right that you got to have receivers. When I zoom out though and look at this, and damn that coffee machine for not having it ready there.
I know. Sorry, but, I was late on the bridge.
I know. But when I zoom out, I go, let me get this straight. You had a Heisman Trophy quarterback here in 2017, which everybody at the time said, oh, given all the other quarterbacks here, now that we've got a Heisman Trophy winner, you ought to be able to recruit a great quarterback here. Because if they're known for anything around here, if there's one position that they ever crack the top 10 in the summer when everybody makes their lists of running back you, linebacker you, quarterback Louisville makes a list. They've got a history of quarterbacks. And then you go, okay, now you got a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback. Well, it shouldn't be a problem getting a quarterback. We don't have any since then. I mean, Malik is recruited by Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby Petrino followed up Lamar Jackson with two really good ones in Malik Cunningham and Jordan Travis. And then Scott Satterfield came in with Chuba Purdy, who missed, T. Webb, T.J. Lewis.
And where are
Caleb
these people
Johnson.
Now?
T. Webb's at Southern, missed, didn't play. Chuba Purdy's at Nebraska, didn't play, really. T.J. Lewis, I don't think, is in football. Caleb Johnson is He's still on this team.
Yeah.
You know, so, but a true freshman. And so now you're going to come in with Pierce Clarkson next year. He's talking to 24/7 after he won, after they beat Mater Dei in an epic game on Friday night out there in California, that he can't wait to show up to Lula. It's the only thing he's thinking about. So he will be on campus. He's going to sign here in less than a month. And I'm excited about Pierce, but he's a true freshman. You know, what does that mean right. for next season? There's not anybody waiting in the wings. Like Brock Doman, he's a fine option at backup.
Yes, he's a backup quarterback.
He's a backup quarterback. He's a guy that if you're winning in the game and your quarterback gets hurt, he can finish. He can get you to the
end. He can Will Stein it, man.
Yeah, he can Will Stein that game. I mean, and I like having a Brock Doman. Brocktober, all that stuff. But I think we see very clearly what he is, and he's not going to get you to 8-9 wins next year. You've got to have something at that spot. Pierce Clarkson, is he a phenom? Can he start as a true freshman? Teddy Bridgewater and Lamar Jackson couldn't. You know, I mean,
Bridgewater did okay as a freshman now.
Well, he lost to Marshall and FIU.
Beat Kentucky.
Well, I know that.
I mean, that's
different.
I remember
era
that.
Of Kentucky.
I remember that well. I remember they were losing, and he came in, and then
threw
they won.
To Devontae Parker in the left corner. Yes. That's a moment in my life.
Yes.
Okay. I recall, but there were struggles along the way. They were up against Cincinnati. They blew that game. There were a lot of different things that went in his freshman year. Now he got better as his freshman season went along because they were 2-5 to begin, and then they went on a run and did all kinds of great stuff in the Belk Bowl and lost with Mike Glennon with the worst personal foul in history.
There he goes. let's see. So it doesn't matter if you have receivers if your quarterbacks don't have the ability to see more than one pass play. As you said during the game, plenty of guys open. Texter says
Marshawn Ford was wide open twice for touchdowns.
Seemed
in the
a
first
lot. Yeah. Texter says Hudson runs a 4.7, be a miracle if he makes NFL roster. NFL defensive ends are faster. I don't know. It's 40 time.
Kid is productive.
Yeah.
He's
productive. Doesn't always translate to the pros. I don't know. I mean, again, he'll get an evaluation. I'm sure he'll see.
Sure.
Texter said Kentucky looks stronger and faster when he linemen, big, fast receivers. My eyes with this loss, it was a losing season for Louisville. Well, we'll get into some of that, you know, the season evaluation here. Texter says most of the sacks were probably on the quarterbacks more than the O-line. I don't know. Texter says Mitchell quit the team. Cooley's transferring. Texter says move on from Satterfield. Texter says not sure why UofL didn't run the hell out of the ball coming out of halftime. They were gashing UK with the outside zone. Again, that play to start the second half just sucks so much air out of it because you're there and you're able to steal it. You shouldn't have been that close, but you were. And you got that touchdown before half, and you want to go, okay. If you score there, there's going to be some nervous people in the stadium.
Oh, yeah. But you didn't. You went backwards.
Yeah.
You punted. And it was just it was downhill from there. And it was very clear in the third quarter that we were not going to do anything. I actually left. I left the game.
I cannot believe this. This is the most stunning development. You left a game early.
I left. I was like, look, I got 2.5 hour drive home.
Well, not when you left at 1-2. Oh, well, you got to go back to Santa Claus. Yeah.
I got to go all the way back. So I'm like, look, I'm good. I've seen enough. I've been to all these.
I cannot believe this.
I'm out of here. I don't like being in Lexington.
You missed
a lot
of L's down on the scoreboard.
I know I did.
Man. I mean, every time they put somebody in the Jumbotron, it was like they were contractually obligated to give the L's down.
Well, that's part of it.
Well, that's Satterfield did this. That's on Satterfield. He immortalized it however many years ago when he came out there.
2019.
And it wasn't even a thing a few years ago. And he made it a thing.
Well,
so it's every time.
I mean, Aaron and Andrew Harrison were doing L's down on their commitments, which is fine. But like, whatever.
On the Jumbotron.
I just was like, look, I got a long way home. They're not going to win this game.
You've lost Mark Blankenbaker. You've lost America.
I don't like being here.
Yeah,
I'm gone. Like I'm just. So I left.
I mean, like you're in the press box. You're not being heckled in the stands. Right?
No. But by the time if I'd gone to post game, everybody's out of there. It's fine. I was just thinking about I could be home with my baby right now.
Uh-huh.
I do not want to be here anymore. So I left and I was done. And I watched it on the television on my phone on the way home until I got to the house.
Nice and safe.
And I listened to Mark Ennis and
why don't you listen to Paul Rogers and Jody Demlin?
I did. Yeah. I listened to Paul Rogers. I flipped back and forth, okay. And then I'd listen to our post game show, the Miller Lite.
I did too. That got me home. That got me home from being again, I couldn't make a right decision. I went the, like, you go back from Keeneland Versailles Road, utter nightmare, just a parking lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah, just
there was no traffic when I was driving.
Well, yeah, you left in the third quarter.
I left early.
Yeah.
But no, I just you know what? It was like very obvious that we weren't going to be able to move the ball. Let's get out of here, you know? So I hated that. I wish that, you know, this would have gone differently. And I think part of it too is basketball is part of this equation, because we're not going to have any feel good moment for basketball.
Doesn't look that way
this year. I mean, I'm just preparing myself emotionally that basketball can't hurt me. Okay,
yeah.
So I was looking at this football game and I'm like, come up here, show out. The defense is playing great. Do enough offensively. Kentucky will screw up somewhere in special teams. They never did.
No.
And so, you know, I was like, maybe you can get one of these. And Kentucky just didn't make any mistakes. Just made no
official handicapper's right. Watching dog shows and leaving games early. Mark, I don't know you anymore.
I'm sorry. Hey, I hit a pick four this weekend.
Don't care. Don't care.
Did hit a pick four this weekend.
You didn't watch football on Thanksgiving during the day.
I watched it at night.
You watched a dog show.
Watched the Egg Bowl.
And you left game early.
Yeah, I left the game early.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We'll see about a bowl game.
Whoa.
This sunk our bowl game prospects. It really did, because if you look at it, the ACC is full of 7-5, 8-4, 9-3 teams. Like, they're full of them.
Yeah.
In fact, the ACC does not have a 6-6 team, which is wild. Like, it's kind of crazy that there's
7-5 or
7-5 or worse. Yeah. You know, there's nobody that's 6-6. And so Louisville is one of three schools that's 7-5, and there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 teams that have a better record that have more than 7 wins in the league.
Yeah.
It's a strong league.
We're going to have to take a break because I clearly can't stop coughing here.
You okay?
I just got to get some fluid.
Ah.
Yeah.
Ah.
The coffee machine wasn't warmed up, so it's got to warm up. Should have just taken some water from our friends over at Tyler Mountain Water. We'll get to you here. Hey, right now over at Fitness Market, they've got a great sale. Black Friday savings, talking about 50% off type of savings over there at Fitness Market. Go to their website, check it out, or go into the showroom. That's where I have equipment from. That's where, you know, I mean, everybody on our staff does. I mean, Luke Hancock, Mike Lindsay, Andy Sweeney, you name it. They are going to take great care of you over there at Fitness Market. Online, thefitnessmarket.com. But these sales right now, when I say half off over Fitness Market, that's four digits worth of saving in some instances. So check it out. It's Fitness Market. And tell me who's talking about them right here on the Dealer Show.
Broadcasting live from the Liquor Barn Studios. Welcome back to the Diener Show on ESPN 680, 105.7, and 93.9 The Ville. Now, here's Drew Diener and Mark Blankenbaker.
And we are back here, 93.9 The Ville, ESPN 680. Louisville basketball will be back in action on tomorrow night, and we will have that for you to hear. That's what you do on radio. You hear 5:30 pregame, 7 o'clock with the play-by-play as well for that. So, and then we'll have also the same night Bellarmine and Kentucky.
Oh,
so they played at UCLA last night, lost and covered. I don't know the final score. 81-60.
Okay. So
there you go. So, but we'll have that for you on Tuesday. So we can both Kentucky and Louisville playing with Bellarmine broadcast, and of course Louisville will have them against Maryland. I think still ranked at last check. I don't know what they did over the weekend. So
I think we'll see a new ranking out today for Maryland, and I think they'll still be ranked. But putt for Pappy at the ACC Big Ten Challenge that's going to happen out there on Tuesday night in Liquor Barn today. Running a Cyber Monday sale, 10% off online and in store. So if you go to a Liquor Barn or Party Mart location today, one of their 23 locations throughout the Commonwealth, you'll save 10% at the register or online. So, you know, if you order over $50 worth of stuff, you can have it delivered to your house and save 10%. So it's a pretty good deal.
So 10% that's on everything? What's that?
10% across the board, except for items ending in 7 or 8, I read in their email.
Okay.
Because I guess those are already marked down. And there's ABC laws that you cannot sell things below cost.
Right.
You know, so they have that. So, yeah, no, but I love Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday is a day that you can, I don't know, you like Black Friday or Cyber Monday? Are you? I don't pick a side.
I don't do either.
I try engage. To be done by today.
I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to give on that Giving Tuesday, that little dog they got in the Humane Society. Just every time you see him pop up on a billboard or social media, it just breaks your heart but makes you smile. I don't know where they got that thing out of Central Cassie. I'm like, okay, you got me.
Yeah.
I got my dog at the Humane Society. So, yeah.
You should watch last night's 60 Minutes. Two segments on dogs and human connection.
Really?
So, yeah, really good.
Okay.
Really good.
All right, I'll do that.
Yeah. So the opening one's more serious, but then the next two are Anderson Cooper going all in on dogs and
I'd like to know maybe after watching it how to tell my dog to get off the counter and stop eating all your chew toys.
I don't know.
Yeah. Chip, stop.
That.
Yeah.
Eventually
grow
they do settle down. But
grow up. You're over a year. He's not 1% more mature than the day I brought him home.
He will.
God bless him.
Mature at some point. We were like this with Benji. We were like, he's never
going to mature.
Gonna chill out. And then one day we're like, whoa.
Somebody comes into the house. If I've been gone for 10 minutes, I come in. Acts like he hadn't seen me in years.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, what are we doing here, Chip? But they'll get me on that. But no, I don't go. The last thing I will ever do on Black Friday is go to a mall. These psychopaths that are
Why
going.
Why would you do that anymore?
Everything's online.
Everything's online.
I know. What are you doing? What kind of deal are you
My parents live out in Simpsonville, the outlet mall. They're like going around. And I'm like, why would you go there?
Yeah.
Like, go online and buy all the stuff. It's like last minute shopping. You go to the outlet mall.
I don't get it. Maryland, by the way, 6-0. So we'll let you hop in 267-9680. We've got a million texts there on that we can get to as well. So we got two open phone lines. So if you want to get to that, the text line, let's see, Littlehead. The game's leading rusher and receiver, but the three turnovers to zero for Kentucky. Impossible to overcome that with roster limitations. Any thoughts on the Lamar tweet? Ugly look. Yeah, it's bad look. He shouldn't have said it.
Yeah.
It
was, he was having a day.
I barely understood what he was saying. But
being a Ravens fan is maybe more frustrating than being a Louisville fan right now.
They just blow games.
They blow. Yeah, they're in control of every game, and then they blow it. So,
but yeah, he had a really. I mean, I can't even really read the tweet, but no. You can go look it up. But
it's deleted now.
He's apologized. Deleted most of his tweets. I don't really understand what he's saying anyway. I didn't know. Capping? What's that?
Capping means lying.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. I did not know that. So yeah. Now I've learned that.
You got to stay up on the vernacular of the kids,
Sorry,
man.
I don't speak Twitter.
Otherwise, if you don't speak Twitter, you're going to get lost in sauce. You don't want to get lost in the sauce.
Texter says, Mark Stoops has punked Satterfield since he's been here. I think it's time for a change. He is a 6-7 win coach. We should have gone after Luke Fickell.
Yeah, Luke Fickell getting the Wisconsin job.
Texter says Blank pulled a Bobby 2.0 and gave up on his team. Yeah, well.
Yeah. I don't like being in Lexington.
I don't know what to make of that.
Going to Lexington. If it's not going well, I'm not sticking around Lexington. I'm done with it. I don't like going there.
You don't leave
it's
games early, though. You pride yourselves. I don't leave games early.
Unless it's in Lexington. I don't want to go. I don't want to be there. I didn't want to show up. I don't want to be there in any way.
Were people mean
to
you, or what happened?
Nothing. No, I just don't want
to
be there.
People were nice to me. I had a couple of people that recognized me from like, "Hey, you're back here." You know. And then the funny thing that happened to me, I will say this: Kentucky has a lot of they got a lot better traditions than we do. I mean, they got a much longer head start. It's a state school. They've been tailgating for a long time, so their tailgates. You know, you give them the check mark there. Even after the game, I guess they wait. There's a bunch of people that wait for the team to come out of the tunnel, and they block it off. And so they had it blocked off. And again, I'm someone who has been – can't find the yellow lot. Went up. I thought I could walk down from the press box a floor. No, once you leave that door, boop, that shuts. You're going all the way down. So did that. So then I'm walking after the game, and I'm just trying to get back to my car, and I can't get past the section because everybody's there because they're waiting on fans. And I'm trying to cut through the suite area, and I'm just like, there's a guy by the door. I'm like, good, you just let me in. I barely look up, and he lets me in. I look up, and it's Ryan Lemon of all the people. I had seen him in forever, so I had a good laugh with him. But of all the people to let me in the door, there's Ryan Lemon and his son. So that was just kind of funny. But they have, I don't know. Here's the other thing that was really interesting to me. Because everybody says that Barnhart doesn't embrace NIL. Every other down, it seemed like on the scoreboard, was a scan this
they just
NIL.
They just launched it.
Well, I mean, I haven't seen anybody do that.
No. Well, Clemson's AD just put out a video encouraging people to do NIL. I think you'll see that.
But on the scoreboard, it was like, if you want to get involved with NIL and you don't have a more captive audience than a home football crowd, I thought that was really smart. I didn't even know you could do that.
Well, the rules changed recently in the last 6 weeks or so.
Okay, so during the season.
Yes. So Kentucky just released its collective. Mark Stoops really pushed that out there. Clemson has really been pushing it out. Their AD has been, like, very forward and out there. And, you know, Ole Miss, I mean, this is kind of an evolution in NIL recently.
Yeah, it's the first time I had seen it. I didn't notice it at Clemson if they did it. Maybe it wasn't as. I mean, this was just like NIL, scan this code, give our players money.
The NCAA changed the rule allowing schools and their administration to get more directly involved recently. Now, there still are some barriers, but they can encourage and promote.
We got to be doing that. Football, basketball, right?
And we're going to. I mean, the 502 circle is already working on the cooperation.
That looked like a university sponsored deal, though. And they're making PA announcements about it.
I mean, that's what U of L should be doing. I mean, you know.
I didn't know anybody could do that. It's the first I'd seen that.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Don't feel bad, Mark. I ate an edible for the first time and had to leave the game at halftime. Felt like I was watching myself watch the game. Hope you had a driver. People still.
That's so funny.
Texter says UK is Sats boogeyman. Texter says Lexington, one of the worst cities in America. God bless anyone who has to live there against their will. I don't think it's that bad. I think it's a horribly constructed city, but with limestone and Nicholasville and all that,
right?
Got me lost on Cooper Drive.
No, it's one of those like if there's an urban planning degree at Lexington is a reason why you should never go to UK's urban planning degree. Yep. Much like if you at IU, if they have an architecture program, you should never go to it. If you go to Assembly Hall, it doesn't make sense. Like, you should never go to that school for architecture. They have a great law school, a great business school, but architecture, nah, get out. The city is terrible. And I don't like being there. I don't like being there at all. I don't like that color. I don't like being in. I don't like breathing their air.
You had a different experience to me because I was in a suite. Fine.
I tried to get in. I was invited up to a suite. Tried to get in.
I think we were near Calipari's because they all have, you know, the names on it. It said La Familia. So I'm assuming that was Calipari's suite.
So you just have to go down and then back up? Is that what you had to do?
No, this was more in the end zone.
So I couldn't get up there.
So, yeah, no, I had to go down. You're right. I had to go down, and then I had to go up a different elevator.
I couldn't get up. It would not let me up, which is
fine.
Yeah,
you needed a suite ticket.
Oh, so I didn't have that.
Yeah, but I found a hole in that system, too.
You did?
Yeah.
I was going during the game.
It's like most of the suite areas in most stadiums across America. If you have a ticket for entry, they don't rescan your ticket.
Right.
For a suite. Somebody,
I see what you're doing.
I'm saying somebody can screenshot you at the ticket. I found the hole in the Death Star.
Have a lot of time. Because it was in the middle of the second quarter, I was trying to do this, and it was just.
Birdhead Ryan was there. He would have housed you.
Well, that's where I was going.
Well, you should have asked him to send you a sweet ticket.
I should have. You know, we should have.
Instead, you left. You quit on the team. You tie on Evans.
I did. I tie on
three running backs and Mark Blankenbaker. All quit in 1 week.
I Jalen Mitchell'd.
What the hell?
I Jalen Mitchell'd the team. But if this was in Louisville, I would have stuck around. I just did not want to be.
Texter says most Bill fans I know are just kind of over sports right now. Texter says show open with Diener whining again. I'm shocked. It's content. Lloyd Gardner knew was going to be content, but the guy waited to 7:33 to text that.
Hang on.
Texter said I got heckled by a Kentucky fan that probably spell football had. Oh, stop. Man.
But here's the thing: Scott Satterfield and the football program can end the heckling.
Yeah.
Go out there and win the game. Don't make me go all the way to Lexington and then not have offense.
Yeah, the big part of this is now, and we can go into the game, but the real question is, what do you 7-5 and a loss to Kentucky is about the worst case scenario, I think, because it seems to me you're not going to fire the coach,
no.
But you also don't have enthusiasm from your fan base. And I don't – maybe this recruiting class – does it, gets it up, you know, gets the, you know, gins up the enthusiasm. I don't know, but it's
2 years left on the deal.
I don't know what will make people excited about coming to games. That's the tough part, because you can say on one hand you saw clear improvement on the defense. You
big time.
You saw improvement within the team. You could say that should spark excitement, but it doesn't when you get handed to your rival for however 4 years in a row, whatever.
Yeah. Now what,
I don't know what you do.
What might work is, you know, people have seen Malik Cunningham for 6 years.
Uh-huh.
And we know what that is. You get Pierce Clarkson in here, it's different. Reuben Owens, 5-star, number one running back in the country. You're getting some excitement on that front. Now, they're freshmen, and what did Howard Schnellenberger always say? How many freshmen you start on your team is how many losses you're going to just pencil in.
That was 30 years ago.
I know. Yeah. That's a little bit different than it was then. But you get some fresh blood in here, some new faces, tell the stories a little bit different. Like, Pierce Clarkson, like, you know, on Friday night when playing Modern Day, he goes, I was going to win that game or was going to die trying. Yeah. You know, he was like, you know, and they hit him in the leg, and people thought his season was going to be over. Everybody's gasping, thinking, you know, he came back in and won the game for St. John Bosco. You got to get some different blood in here and maybe start the season with a freaking win. You know, you're going down to Georgia Tech, who just hired Willie Fritz from Tulane yesterday.
Is that a real name?
Willie Fritz.
Willie Fritz.
Yeah.
Sounds like a joke.
They hired a 62-year-old, which is weird. I don't know why you'd hire a 62-year-old coach at Georgia Tech. It's a massive rebuild.
Willie Fritz.
Yeah. They're playing for the American Athletic Conference Championship on Saturday against UCF. I mean, he's done a really nice job at Tulane, but he's 62 years old.
Doesn't look 62. He's got that Nick Saban aging.
Yeah, he may. So go down there. Beat Georgia Tech to start the year in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Then come back Murray State. Then go to Indiana. You know,
because he was at Georgia Southern from 14 and 15. That was was Satterfield. I wonder if they coached against each other.
They will maybe early. At least once or twice, 15. I would say. Because I can't remember when App made their jump. I can't remember when that would have happened.
Sorry, that derailed you there. But
and then you have Murray at home.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're 1-0.
He would have gone against them, yeah.
And then you go up to Indiana or up to Indy, play Indiana in a neutral field. I mean, you start that season 3-0. Maybe people are showing up. They've got Pierce Clarkson, you got Reuben Owens, you got a defense that is going to be replacing Yasir and Yaya and some really important pieces. That's going to be a big lift for Brian Brown. But it is tough, like, from a contract perspective, because if you're Josh Hurd, 7-5, it's like, do you extend them?
Not all 7-5s are the same. I mean, that's what we know. I mean, we said all year, it's not just going to be the number, it's how they look.
I could see him doing it.
Well, you got to do one or the other. I mean,
he's got 2 years left on the deal. He's under contract.
Right, but you're not going to let him come back with a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't
Here's
think.
What I'd like to see. I'd like to see a clause in there that if Scott Satterfield
the
gets
maker clause.
8 wins in a season, that it's he gets an extra year added onto this current deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because that way, if you get to the end of a deal and you haven't gotten 8 wins and auto-extended your deal, well, that's your fault.
Yeah.
That's your fault.
Regular season wins. Yeah.
Like, if you can't get to 8 and you're not getting the auto-extend and you're mad because you've got 2 years left on your deal, well, freaking win 8 games and we won't have this conversation. Yeah. You know, because that's the problem. Like, okay, Boston College should have been your 8th win. But you got an extra point blocked, and you couldn't figure out Josh Meekins couldn't cover Zay Flowers. Like, come on, man. Like, so there's all these, like, little things over the last couple of years that have prevented us from, like, really taking the next step. Get it done. And they got the defense fixed, and then the offense evaporated.
Yeah, that to me is the great disappointment of the year, that if you had told me you were going to have a defense like this, you would say, well, okay, well, then they'll be able to score, and this will be easily an 8-win team if you told me the defense was going to make this type of turnaround.
Yeah.
But,
they finished the year, just so everybody knows where Louisville football finished on the season. They finished defensively number 20 in the country.
On what's that?
In scoring defense, 34th in the country in total defense, number 1 in the country in fourth down defense, and in sacks, 2nd in the country.
And turnovers, where were they?
We'll have turnover margin. They finished 12th because they gave up 3.
Yeah, but going into your last game, you were one of the top.
You were second.
Yeah, second in the country. So you have all those factors in your favor. And you were betrayed by your offense. It's like, and I just kept using that word the other night. That's a great word. They were ultimately betrayed by their offense that had an offensive line, that had the start of the year, a lot of running backs. And speaking of running backs, we had Josh Jacobs in your fantasy. Congratulations yesterday. My God, they got 300 yards of rushing.
Massive.
But yeah, the failure was on offense, and Satterfield's the offensive guy.
Right, and we had three offensive coaches leave the program last year. You had Jack Bicknell go to North Carolina, Stu Holt went to Virginia Tech, and Gunnar Brewer went to Maryland. And, you know, I don't feel...
You're going to have that. I mean, you're going to have...
But, like, look at what North Carolina's offensive line did this past year. I mean, they were awesome. You know, and
I thought the O-line was good here this year.
O-line was solid. Wasn't as good as it was a year ago. But it was solid, and they had more people this year. They had some injuries, but like that happens. The tight ends? Can you say the tight ends were better? Because I can't say
who was the other. Who was the other tight end?
Francis Sherman, Isaac Martin,
really?
Or I'd like to be Des Melton.
I'd like to be introduced to them because Marshawn Ford was the only Josh one they had.
Josh Lifson,
Jeff Lifson's son. Yeah. Yes, they don't appear to have any. So. It's tough to be a good coach of a unit if they don't have it. Right. Why is center women's basketball on SportsCenter? Oh, somebody hit a full court game winning shot, like, to win 23-21. Oh, no, second. I forgot they play quarters.
Play quarters. I was like, that's a little. But no, and then the receiver spot, you know, I mean, Tyler Hudson, and that's it. Yeah. You know, Lance Taylor comes in from Notre Dame, and he's a running backs coach for most of his career, and he's coaching receivers. Like you got three coaches that are brand new and the offense slipped. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Do you stick with it and hope the continuity, kind of helps you build on it, or do you have to make changes? Because it's clear that they need receivers. It's so clear.
They got to go to the transfer portal. So I mean, Satterfield has been good in the transfer portal. He has hit on the transfer portal. Now he's going to have to hit with more numbers. He's going to probably have to hit with a quarterback. I mean, I don't think you want to flip the keys to Pierce Clarkson right away and say, here you go, kid. Have at it.
Yeah, I mean, Jeff Sims from Georgia Tech in the transfer portal yesterday. Everybody in the country is going after him.
Yeah.
If you land a guy like that, I mean, that's a nice bridge to Pierce.
Yeah.
It's a really nice bridge to Pierce. And you could if you have both of those guys – And something happens to whoever you bring in, Pierce could be a nice one to go to, you know, and maybe you could see where you are if you have that game. It could be exciting. But man, to whiff T. Webb, you know, T. J. Lewis,
again, parlayed Lamar Jackson into nothing. As I was driving home and listening to Ennis, we've parlayed Lamar Jackson, Heisman Trophy winner at a university that has a reputation for one position and one position only. If you go out and ask people what's their best position, you'd say quarterback because you can name quarterbacks. Aside from two NFL MVPs, one of which played 100 years ago that nobody truly remembers, but you can tick off Teddy Bridgewater and Dave Ragone and people like that and Chris Redman and people they've put disproportionately more people in the NFL at that position, and you get a Heisman Trophy winner at that position who's clearly allowed to be creative, and we have nothing to show for him. Nothing. Zero. That's the disappointing part of where they are at the quarterback position. All right, we are late for a break. We'll take some calls. We got open lines. 267-9680 is the number to get in. I really want to hear reaction today. And by the way, when we have Paul on at 9, you can still call in.
That's right.
It's not like Paul's talking and you have to be quiet. So we'll do that here this morning. DFH Company, if you've been using your heater in here, that's not a good sound to hear. Call DFH Company, 968-6222, online, dfhcompany.com. That's the website. They're going to take great care of you over there, the way they take care of me at my house, where they take care of us here at the radio station. It's DFH Company. The Hinkie Bonds, the Johnny Come Lately. So I've been doing this since 1935. So they kind of know. It's kind of been handed down from generation to generation. So dfhcompany.com. Be sure to tell me here's talk about him here on the Dino Show.
Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.